This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, December 22nd, 2025 edition. Going through other things, wrapping up the legislative year, is that the process, now that it's over, looks like that the legislators are gone, but the governor, Governor Whitmer, is still obviously working over the holidays. She has to review these bills that were sent to her desk for signing into public act, and she's got an agenda with a ghost town in Lansing. Thursday evening, after the legislative session ended, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed executive orders that changed 16 different boards and councils across various areas of her executive branch. Whitmer said some committees and boards were no longer serving the same purpose for which they were created, or that there were boards that were redundant. She claims that she is helping to save taxpayer dollars and streamlining operations. Michigan's government should work for Michiganders. Our boards, councils, and commissions give Michiganders a voice in their state government and help us make a real difference in people's lives. Some of the boards that she's changing, making modifications to, were listed in this MERS news story. For example, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, the Craft Beverage Council will get an additional seat reserved for non-alcoholic beverages. The seats would also be changed to allow for Michigan-based businesses to be on the council as well. The Rural Development Fund Board is now being moved to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Leo, for example, would also take on the Film Office Advisory Council. While they're still trying to get movies made here in Michigan, something that failed years ago, this governor wants to try to get it reinstated. So this Film Office Advisory Council is now being moved into Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The Workers' Disability Compensation Appeals Commission is going to continue in the department as well. Lastly, a committee she started, Lifelong Education Advancement Potential, known as LEAP, will get the federal resources for the Michigan Interagency Coordinating Council for Infants and Toddlers with Developmental Disabilities. She now added several seats to be created on that council. Lastly, the Department of Health and Human Services will see an update on a seat with the Health Information Technology Commission. The original order pointed to an obsolete statute. So this is what the governor's been doing as soon as the legislators left Lansing. There's also a few more. We'll talk about it after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Spending this half hour on a story from late Thursday night after the legislators left Lansing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed an executive order restructuring 16 different boards, departments, and commissions within her executive branch, which she is totally within her rights as governor to do. Executive branch falls under her purview. She is responsible as the governor to run these agencies, boards, commissions, the way she sees fit. Well, continuing on, finishing with the other remaining 16, The Department of Insurance and Financial Services would see the extension of the executive branch called the Data Collection Agency Governing Board. They will now have a seat on that board. Department of Natural Resources would have the director appoint members of the Michigan Iron Industry Museum Advisory Board, a seat reserved for a representative of the Marquette County Board of Commissioners, would have a recommendation submitted instead of it being a requirement. Michigan State Historical Records Advisory Board will be transferred out of the DNR to the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, where the state archives are housed. Public Safety Communications Interoperability Board under the DTMB would also be updated to have emergency medical response services such as police and firefighters. Each one of those agencies will now hold three seats on that board. Officer Rick, this has something to do with you guys. Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards under the Michigan State Police would make sure that the resident representation could not be affiliated within a law enforcement agency. Michigan Department of Civil Rights designee would also serve in a official capacity on this board. Electrical Administrative Board under the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs will have the Insurance Inspector Bureau seat replaced with a chief electrical inspector from a municipality. The Elevator Safety Board, you know, elevators in our buildings, will have one of the two insurance company seats replaced with someone designated by the state fire marshal. The seat requirements for elevator inspectors would be opened up to retain eligibility for inspectors and allow municipalities to be eligible for consideration. Michigan Board of Speech Language Pathology would have one seat removed to have an odd number of voting members. So she's reducing the seat instead of expanding it. Medical Board or Respiratory Care would have two seats removed, including a seat for medical directors. And finally, the Board of Nursing. She removed two seats, bringing it down to the total number of five. Whitmer said, "These reorganization protects taxpayer dollars and further ensures state government can keep doing what its work is effectively and efficiently. Together, we can reduce red tape and help our government better serve the people it represents." End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So basically, what she's doing is making the executive branch, according to her, more efficient and will save taxpayer dollars. Now, I find it interesting that she waited until the state reps and the state senators were out of session to sign this executive order and restructuring all these boards. She has the right and the authority to do it. I just think the timing was kind of interesting. Waiting to the end of the year. One of the other things that we're looking at is how this is going to change the direction of what they may want to do in their legislative year next year. 2026, again, the election year. Well, they came out with a story, and it was kind of interesting. Because what's on tap for 2026? The House and Senate leadership closed the door on 2025 Thursday afternoon. Both having big dreams for 2026. However, none of them seem to overlap. MERS News Service asked both leaders, what do they see happening next year in 2026? Well, the first thing that came to mind for House Speaker Matt Hall was property tax reform. He mentioned earlier this month that he'd like to create a Proposal A type revenue neutral choice for voters to choose between different plans to reduce property taxes. Find it kind of interesting that he's even talking about that. I wonder if he'd even be talking about it unless it was because of Carla Wagner's Axe My Tax ballot proposal drive to eliminate property taxes. Well, Hall doesn't want to eliminate property taxes. He wants to keep the revenue from property taxes the same, but he just wants to change the way it's done. Now, one state representative, Steve Cara, is talking about bills that he's introducing that would eliminate property taxes with regards to public school funding. Seniors or people without any children in public schools would not have to pay property taxes for the public schools. Public school budget, folks, has grown to $24.1 billion with a B. And according to Steve Cara's bills, would cut roughly about $7 billion in funding. If you don't have kids in the public schools, why are you paying taxes for public schools? Well, next up for the speaker, Hall talked about hospital transparency and pricing transparency, giving a nod to Senate Bill 95 from Senator Jonathan Lindsay, Republican of Coldwater's bill that prohibits a hospital from collecting debts if it doesn't have its prices available for the public to review. We can't let these hospitals set prices anymore because they're out of control. They're way too expensive, and we need more accountability out of our hospitals. Next up, the speaker said regulatory reforms is going to play a huge role in 2026. We will see if economic development gets more momentum because that kind of fizzled out at the end when Democrats lost their focus because they were distracted by the House lawfully using its powers to reject Whitmer's administration from putting all the money into her slush fund and spending hundreds of millions of dollars, Hall said. On the economic development front, there's going to be two tracks. The first deals with the bills that allow select companies to keep state income payments remitted by their new employees. That will be taken up in January. The second one expands Michigan's brownfield redevelopment program to grease the wheels for specific developments across the state. That was due to the Senate Democrats passing large brownfield redevelopment tax incentives back on December the 9th. Well, that bill was not taken up in the Senate or in the House, excuse me, after passing the Senate, and is going to be moved to January as well. Now, on the other side, the Democrat side, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, was quick to mention their number one priority is to restore the $644.9 million in work projects that the House Appropriations Committee denied. if Hall sees the projects going through the Hall Ethics Accountability Transparency process and is thinking March for passage, that is too far away. We're talking about people who are experiencing a mental health crisis. We are talking about fire trucks. You have to wonder how many lives will be lost if there is not this proper equipment. Decisions that they made is having real consequences, and that it is unconscionable that they did it. The Senate has asked Attorney General Dana Nessel for an opinion on the potential constitutionality of the law that the House used to cancel the work projects. As far as other issues, next year, 2026, Senate Majority Leader Brinks mentioned Freedom of Information Act expansion to include the legislature and the governor's office. She said she'd also like to see prescription drug affordability and regulations on children using artificial intelligence. Senate Democrats introduced bills this week that were crafted with industry experts and Reset Tech, a global nonprofit that aligns digital markets with democratic values. Senate Bill 757 bans social media platforms from providing addictive personal data-driven feeds to minors unless parental consent is given. Senate Bill 759 would mandate stricter data privacy and safety settings for minors on digital platforms while also giving parents more control over the children's online accounts. Finally, Senate Bill 760 makes sure that kids can't access artificial intelligence using companion chat boxes, including those that have the capacity to encourage self-harming behaviors or sexually explicit interactions. These are the things that the Senate Majority Leader is primarily focused on, folks, for next year. Finally, Brink said, "We are seeking ways that we can work together. That seems like a great place to start. We've been disappointed in the past, so hopefully..." He, referring to Speaker Hall, will see the light. We have a resolution that when he wakes up on January 1st to come to work with a new attitude and an eye on being more productive, but I'm not holding my breath. Well, there's the stark differences between the two chambers. When he brings... wants to restore the $645 million in work projects that the House Republicans cut as her number one priority. Also, she wants to get into dealing with artificial intelligence. Regulating our children. The only thing I can agree with Brinks on is Freedom of Information Act expansion to include the legislature and the governor's office. Other than that, her priorities are completely misguided. That's my opinion. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.